Last week we shared on the realm of Caesar. Praise God. Jesus Christ gave a coin and he showed them, he told them to look at the image on the coin. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And they saw the image of Caesar, who was actually the king. He was the ruler of that territory in that period. And Jesus Christ asked them, whose image do you see? And they said, Caesar, who is actually a mortal man. A man. That is the image of a man. And Jesus Christ says, well, you give unto Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and God what belongs to God. Normally, when you look on the other side of the coin, you do not see an image, because God does not have an image. God is invisible. Praise God. And the things of God are actually the real things. But to have a prosperous life and to get on well in this life, give unto Caesar what is Caesar. Praise God. Be subject to the authorities. Be obedient to the authorities. Hallelujah. Show respect to the elders. Respect your neighbors. Do the good things that you are supposed to do on a natural level. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And you will get on well. Favor will come your way.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
When you are humble and you do things the right way, things work out for you. Praise God. Now that brother, this brother here has got the kind of aura around him of very humble humility around him. And he's the kind of person that when he goes to a place, if you observe him for a long time, you want to help him. That is how it works in this life. When I went for my first job as a security man, they call it the Unitas Chinophila, I had an assertion dog, which is about 15 years ago. And that time I went for the interview, they were all Italians, I couldn't speak Italian. And there were about over 100 people for that interview. And I couldn't speak Italian. Do you know they took only two of us, myself and another Italian, for that job? And the people murmured in the company that, what kind of nonsense is this? Now what? How can they take somebody like this that can't even speak Italian? They took me above those people. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And that time I was working in that security job. It's not today where you have people working, black men working as security officers. In that period, I had an assertion dog and I had the uniform with the. So it was very rare. Even a friend, when he heard it, they took us out for dinner at a Chinese restaurant. That man said, you are a lucky man. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
What happened is that I presented by the grace of God, that's the grace of God, but my presentation to the woman worked out because she asked me that, how come you're an engineer? How come you're coming to do this job? I told her, look, you know, actually, I cannot. You know, in this country, you know what I mean. It's not actually, our degree is not really accepted, and all that stuff. And she said, she just did her head like this. She shook her head. And you know, when I was walking down the stairs, leaving the office, I turned around. I saw the woman came out to look at me going, not knowing that this woman had put my name, that they should take me for that job. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And that is how God opens doors for us, when we can do our part in Caesar's realm. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we're going to move beyond Caesar's realm, because Jesus Christ did not come to preach Caesar's realm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In fact, Jesus Christ says, I did not come to the world to bring peace. I did not come to the earth to bring peace. But I came to the earth to bring a sword. Praise God. Now, you have to understand what it means. These are double, you know, that's the gospel is something that you have to handle with wisdom. Praise God. While you are in this world, you are not of this world. You are sons of God. Your existence is from eternity. Praise God. You are not born. Praise God. Now, these are things that Jesus Christ came to remind us of. The book of Psalms says that God, the heavens, praise God, even the heavens are the Lord's. But the earth has he given unto the children of men. The earth, now the earth in this sense speaks about the earthly terrestrial dimension. We're talking of the lower, the dimension of mortal man. It is of the world, praise God. It is man's world, praise God. And God says that he has given it over to the children of men, but the heavens are the Lord's. The heavens are the Lord's. And Jesus Christ came to gather his people back into the heavens. That's why he says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, Jesus Christ preached this 2,000 years ago. Do you see any change in this physical world? No. There's something wrong then. Jesus Christ added that ever since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God is being preached and many, multitudes are pressing in, are entering. Do you see people entering the kingdom of God? You cannot see it with the natural observation. Praise God. These are spiritual concepts. Ever since the appearing of Jesus, a doorway, a passageway has been opened in the heavens, praise God, for every man to enter in. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Back into the heavens, which is God's realm. The heavens are the Lord's. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The heavens are the Lord's. So when you enter into the heavens, you know that you enter into God's realm. Man ceases. The things of man ceases. Hallelujah. Repent. Change your way of thinking. Come back to the original idea. Repent. Change your way of thinking and start to live once more as the offspring of God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus was never introduced to this world to you know, kind of bring a new religion. People think that Jesus Christ came to bring a new religion called Christianity to replace the old Hebrew order, but these are mistaken concepts. Jesus Christ came to bring immortality and life to light.
Hallelujah.
He came to bring immortality and life to light. Meaning before now, it has been hidden from our comprehension. The devil has snatched it away from us. And ever since, man has lived in the fear of death. That is everybody's fear. You know that? You know this is what they call a system of death. Man's world is a system of death. Everybody's afraid to die. The brother spoke about the bad news on the television. Every time you put on the television, oh, an helicopter crashed. There was something, an earthquake. Why? Because people are focused on death. It's a system where people live and subject to bondage because of the fear of death. Hallelujah. But there's something interesting. Going back to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 2 from verse 14. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14. Let us see something interesting. Let us understand why Jesus came. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power over death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The whole world today is subject to this bondage called the fear of death. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The fear of
death.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Nobody wants to die. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Nobody wants to die, and everybody is scared of the thing they call death. And all the effort and all the struggles of a man is how he can maintain himself, keep himself, preserve himself, and continue on forever and ever and ever and ever. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why Jesus Christ had to come. The Son of God descended in the flesh, partook of the same nature, the weak nature of flesh and blood. Now understand that flesh and blood is flesh and blood. In fact, Paul calls it sinful flesh. Sinful
flesh.
Please understand one thing. Jesus Christ put on the nature of what? Sinful flesh. He took up the weak nature of man, and you know, he too was afraid of death. Do you know, as a man, the time came to die, he said, Father, look, if it was possible, if this thing is possible, let this cup pass over. Let us rewrite this scripture. Let us talk. If this is possible, let this cup pass over. But he was obedient. That was the devil in him, the other heart talking. He now said, let thy will be
done.
And he went to the cross in obedience to let go of the body. Praise God. And through this act, he appears again in the resurrection and he shows himself to the disciples and he says, look at me, touch me. Look at me, I'm not a ghost. Touch me. Touch the wounds. He did that to demonstrate to us that death is only an illusion. Hallelujah. He came to deliver them who through fear of death have been in bondage all their life. People are living in the bondage of the fear of death. But today he has brought to light immortality and life. And he says, lads, some of you here will never taste of death. This is what the Bible calls, or myself say, the lost gospel. This gospel has been lost. Praise God. You can't hear these things anymore. Everybody thinks of how you can just get some money in his pocket and have a nice wife, have a nice girlfriend and You know what I mean? That's all people think of. That's what you go to church and when the pastor says, hey, man, Jesus! Oh, hallelujah! You know there's some sex that they shake. There are some sex that they shake. They shake and as they are shaking, they're telling you how the good things are coming. And the crowd is getting in a frenzy and they're all praising God and shouting, hey, praise God, hallelujah!
Amen!
Hallelujah. But he said something. He said, he came to bring to light immortality and life through the gospel. He says, I tell you the truth, some of you standing here will not taste of death. When Jesus Christ spoke that, how many people were with him? There was only 3 people that were with him. A few hours earlier on, he was down the mountain doing the miracles of bread and loaves and the crowd was there. But the crowd disappeared when he started to speak of things that pertain to life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. John says, do not marvel that the world does not hear you. They did not hear Jesus too. So why do you expect so much? We are doing quite well, I tell you. Amen. You know we have the means to make all those baby things happen. You know that? If you want to do all those things, you know we can do it. But it's all a waste of time. Your energy will be in vain. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's all a waste of time. I'm telling you, mark my word. I've been talking in the spirit before in a symbolic gesture and I saw in a very massive church. Now these are people, it's a minister that has a very all over the world. And I saw it was all coffins seated on the chairs. Coffins. Hallelujah. And the dead are busy burying the dead and they're carrying on and they're praising one another and honoring one another. And if you don't preach like them, they don't invite you to preach. Amen. Jesus Christ says, go into the world and preach the gospel. What they do is that they go into all their branches to preach the gospel among themselves. And if you're not one of them, you cannot sell. the goods of the kingdom, they will not accept you. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So he has brought to light immortality and life through the gospel, and this is what he's all about. Talk with me, book of Luke. Luke chapter 4, verse 16. Scriptures that we know very well. We have to remind ourselves, even the preacher forgets at times. Amen. At times we are so overwhelmed with the cares of life that if you are not attentive, you go forget, eh? You know that? Luke chapter 4, verse 16. Amen. You can just go out there and something just happened to you and for a moment you forget. Hallelujah. Amen. You forget and, you know, that small moment can cost you a lot. You know that?
Yes.
Praise God. Luke chapter 4, verse 16. Sister God is laughing. He laughed. We know each other, Abby. Luke chapter 4, verse 16. Are we there?
Yes, sir.
And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. Now, where he grew up, he was taken there. He went there. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he opened the book, he found the place where it was written. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, and he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And he closed the book and gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all of them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this scripture fulfilled in your ears? Hallelujah. And all who bear witness wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth, and they said, is not this Joseph's son? And he said unto them, who will surely say unto me these proverbs? Physician, heal thyself. Amen.
Amen.
Wheresoever we have heard done in Capernaum, do also here in thy country. And he said, verily I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. Now, is a prophet accepted in his own country? Can you preach to people that know you? It's not possible. Praise God, it's not possible. That's what they call see finish. Amen. When they don't see you finish, you can't preach to them. Hallelujah. As a brother I met years ago, and I wondered why he refused to ever be so to open up with the brethren. He was always elusive from the brethren. Because later on he told me that when you become too familiar with them, they will not listen to you anymore. That's what he told me. Praise God. He said it's better they have come to a certain place first than before he can bring himself with them. Otherwise, they will not get the message.
No.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So this is just an ordinary man. They said, heal yourself. When you say heal yourself, that means Jesus Christ had the appearance of an ordinary man. His family was probably ordinary people, poor people who have people of no repute. So they wondered, what gave you the guts to come and give us a message of grace when you are not healed yourself? We don't see anything special in you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Brethren, listen to the message. Discern the message. Be still and discern the message that you hear. Hallelujah. The message comes forth to liberate you, not to increase a system. Not to increase a pastor, not to increase a church, but it comes to liberate you.
Amen.
To set the captives free. People who have been captive in their minds. The captivity is in your minds. It's your beliefs. The things that men have taught you. Do you know that the day you are born into this world, from that day, you started to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil?
Yes, sir.
It's carnal knowledge. Knowledge of the flesh. That is what you've been feeding on since you are born. And these things have put you in bondage. Fear of death. Fears of many things. Worries. A sense of alienation from God. A sense of separation from God. Why? Because of the things you heard. Even in your churches. Those things you call churches are synagogue of Satan. They're not churches. They're what? Synagogue of Satan. You know why? They make you believe more and more how much that you are a sinner. How much you are unholy. How much that you have to do this to please God. All you have to do to please God is to know the truth. And you will know that you are holy and perfect in the sight of God.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The truth is the truth. God never changed. Hallelujah. It's only changed in your mentality, in the way you think. Hallelujah. And today he has come to set you free.
Hallelujah.
To break that yoke. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that you can walk freely before your Father.
Amen.
With all boldness. Paul says, come before your Father with what? Boldness. You lost the boldness. Somebody told you are naked. Somebody told you are a sinner. Somebody told you are unholy. It's your religious pastors. I always told you that serpent in the garden is your pastor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen to what I'm talking. I'm telling you what I heard. Eh? Those things are seed of what? Satan. Satan is not somebody with a tail, with a fork. Satan is that spirit that blinds your eyes from knowing that you are one with God.
Hallelujah.
That is Satan.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Satan, that is the work of Satan. Satan does not need to. What Satan simply does is to tell you that you are not one with God. He blinds your eyes, the eyes of your understanding. That is Satan. Some appear as angels of light, but they are what? Actually, angels of the devil. With good intentions. They want to help you. Some of them have good mind. They want to help. But you know what Jesus will say to them? Get thee behind me, Satan. You don't know the things of God, but rather the things of men. I think you can see the realm of a man.
Yes.
Satan, it's all Satan. You know, you notice that the serpent crawls on the earth. That shows the realm of a man. It shows the carnal realm of a man. Have you heard of the mark of the beast? Don't all these big books you read, burn them. They're all lies. All men in this world have the mark of the beast. It speaks about the carnal nature that they put on. The beast is that which is terrestrial, which is earthly, and James says it is what? Devilish. Flesh and blood cannot enter God's kingdom. Flesh and blood is that which is of the earth. You must be born again. And your born again is not just coming to the front of the church. You know how it is, where the whole, many people line up here and you repeat after me and you say you are born again and you hug them and oh, God bless you. You are welcome into God's kingdom. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You know my start. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Born again. Change your mind. Change your mindset. Stop thinking like a man. Stop thinking like a mortal. I say you are gods. Ye are
gods.
But you die as sons of men. Why? Because of ignorance. My people perish for lack of
knowledge.
Knowledge of what? That I and the Father are one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he has come to set the captives free. He says, you shall know the truth.
And it shall set you free.
The truth is that which was, which is, and which is to come. That is the truth. The truth never changes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. You shall know the truth of yourself. And it shall set you free.
Amen.
That is the setting free of the captives. You shall go forth from the prison houses, from the dungeons of death, and go forth into heavenly places.
Amen.
In God, hallelujah, in Christ Jesus, hallelujah.
Amen.
That is your inheritance forever. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Turn quickly to the book of Revelations. Praise God. Today is a short service. You have to leave when the objection is loudest. Amen. Now the people are saying, hey, so you better do it fast. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 21. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 21. Are we there?
Yes, yes.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, 21 from verse 4, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more
death,
neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Now, when you read things like this, you think that these things are for tomorrow. No. The kingdom of God is at hand. It's near you. It's for you now to now. Hallelujah. There is a voice of one who is crying in the wilderness of your heart. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Hallelujah. Prepare ye the ways of the Lord. My ways are not your ways. Hallelujah. Change your mindset and come back to my ways. Begin to walk once more as God. And that wilderness will begin to blossom once more. Hallelujah. And the Lord who is your life will begin to appear in his temple. This is the Lord's temple. Don't you know that you are the temple of the living God? Hallelujah. Now, the book of Revelation is a book of symbols. Praise God. Now, people will err, people make a mistake to think that Revelation, the book of Revelation, is a book for the future. Or a book for the past. This is a book that's, the book of Revelation is a book speaking about you. About you. About you. Because everything that is written there must be fulfilled in your life. Whether you like it or not. Amen. Now if you like, you can cling on to death. But you know what? Life will swallow up your death.
Amen.
You know when God comes to make war, he makes war against death. He doesn't come to work, make war against the soul of people. God is not after you to kill you or to put you into hell or to cause you to burn forever. You know, all those are fables of religion. Can you imagine God? God will put a man, take him, put him inside a fire, and God will sit down there forever and watch him burning in hell and say, oh, I told you, I warned you. Hallelujah. And God will be laughing. And the angels will be laughing. I warned you. All those are the fables of religion. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God. All those are the fables of religion. He came to what? To destroy death. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Death is the fruit of the sensation that I am separate from God. That I have a life apart from God. That's what brings the fruit called death. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. And he says that what? He has come to destroy death. So it will be fulfilled. The book of Revelations will be fulfilled in your life, whether you like it or not. Hallelujah. When that book is open in you, it's called the revelation of who I am. the revelation of I am, the revelation of the Christ in you, the unveiling of the beauty of the creation of God, the unveiling of the majesty of that which has been from the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. That's what happens as the book is open. And it's open now as you are hearing the truth. The seals are being loosened. Because before now, there have been what seals? There have been seven seals, and these seals are being broken right now.
Amen.
And as the seals are broken, the people are coming forth into life.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Remember, is it Mary of Magdalene? You know, she had seven demons.
Yes.
She was possessed with seven
demons.
Those seven demons are the seven seals over your life that are hiding your true identity.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And he has come to remove those seals. Praise God. And when those seals are removed, you see the finished works. He said there is no more death.
Hallelujah.
Death is only in your mind.
Yes.
You are not born. You are pure spirit.
Amen.
You've been before the foundation of the world. Before the everlasting hills, you are there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You've always been there. These are secrets that are being brought to light today. Through the gospel, Jesus Christ says, some of you here have been with me from the beginning. He said it. Hallelujah. You were with him from the beginning. When God says, let us, you are in that congregation. They call it the congregation of the Almighty.
Amen.
The congregation of the Elohim.
Amen.
The congregation of God.
Hallelujah.
That is the church of the firstborn.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's a celestial body, a garden of God's. People who are aligned once more in God. Hallelujah. He has made known to us his intention to gather all things on earth, underneath the earth, in the heavens, to gather everything in one in Christ. This is the end of the faith. And we know in him there is no death. He lives forever. Hallelujah. So we are entering into this thing right now, today, as we change our mindset. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Repent. Receive the gospel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preach unto the Gentiles. You see that word? Preach unto the Gentiles. And after the Gentiles here, the Gentiles now go to preach unto the Gentiles. That is our mandate.
Amen.
To make us once more aware that we are all members of one another. Praise God.
Amen.
Doesn't matter whether it's a Christian or not a Christian or a Muslim or what, all those things are just your names as men. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I am Muslim or Christian or you know people now, what they do now is they pray for Muslim a Christian leader, or they pray for all those things are just your it's your word. God is not aware of those things. Hallelujah. In the high realm, there's only one. In the highest realm of God, there's no man, no female, no male, no. There's nothing like Christianity or Muslim or Buddha. There's no religion in God. There's only one. All those are just concepts. Hallelujah. All the tribes of the earth, all these things dissolve when they hear the gospel.
Amen.
We all go back into one.
Amen.
Because that is it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And let us strive for this one. That is our great reward. Strive for this one. Strive to rediscover yourself in this one. Hallelujah. Because the Lord is inscribed upon you. The Lord is your true reward. The Lord is your crown. The Lord is your life. Hallelujah. Let's stand up. Hallelujah, Father.
Thank you.
Amen. So it worked. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
You have said it in your word, there is no more death. Death shall be no more. Hallelujah. This, you said that they shall be equal unto angels that never die. Some of you standing here will never taste of death. I bring to you the bread of life. If anybody eats of this bread, he shall never die.
Amen.
Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Do you know why Moses did not die? Somebody said he died. Did you see his body? Why did he appear with God, with Jesus at the transfiguration? Do you know why Elijah did not die? I will tell you the secret today. Elijah traveled 40 days to Mount Horeb without food and water, and he heard God. He heard God speak. If you hear God speak, you can't die. Moses, 40 days and 40 nights up on the mountain, and he heard God face to face. Hallelujah. Praise God. The disciples went up and they heard the voice saying, "This is my son.
Well pleased.
Jesus Christ has said, so of you here will not die." Why? Because they hear from God directly. Do you hear from God?
No.
This is the day to hear the voice of thunder. Hallelujah. This is the day to hear the voice of God. If you hear the voice of God, you will never die. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your words. Let yokes be broken in the name of Jesus. Let it come. Hallelujah. Yokes be broken. Lift your people up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lift your people up. Lift your people up. This is the congregation of the Almighty. Those who are not here physically, who will hear this message, quicken them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Quicken them with spiritual knowledge, intelligence from above, so that they can scale all the walls, hallelujah, set before them, and enter into that thing that you have desired of them, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the special anointing in the midst of the people. Yokes are broken, people are set free. Hallelujah. Let the joy of the Lord be our portion forever. Keep your people in truth and in love. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.